Okay, this evening we'll reflect on on the passage of Mark chapter 6, verse 30 to 44, with a particular attention to verse 34 as we explore the theme of Jesus' compassion. So let us read this passage together. Mark chapter 6, verse 30, and the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they have done and what they have taught. And he said unto them, Come ye yourself apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot out of all cities, and outwent them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when the days was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about, and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He answered and said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they said unto him, Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? He said unto them, How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they said, Five and two fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the five loaves and two fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciple to set before them. And the two fishes divided he among them all, and they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. However, the feeding of the 5,000s, which we just read, is a well-known miracle. Jesus, where Jesus miraculously provide for the physical needs of the crowd. In this passage, we read Jesus was emotionally tired after hearing the death of John the Baptist and physically tired after ministering to the crowd for some time. And he planned to have a break to rest and recharge. And he led his disciple by boat to a quiet place on the other side of the Sea of Galilee. So a news of Jesus' journey across the Sea of Galilee quickly spread, and people from nearby towns followed him. And when he stepped out of the boat, a large crowd was already waiting for him. His plan for a rest was interrupted by their presence. Mark chapter 6, verse 34 tells us something deeply revealing about Jesus' heart as he saw the large crowd. Let me read verse 34 to you again. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And as Jesus stepped out of the boat, he looked at the people. He was moved with compassion. Jesus didn't see a large crowd. He saw individuals, each with needs, burdens, and struggles. Jesus' compassion prompted him to care for their spiritual and physical need. This evening, I would like to draw two key points on Jesus' compassion and three simple steps how we can show compassion from this verse. The first point is seeing with the eyes of Jesus. So to understand the eyes of Jesus, we must first understand what compassion is. From the passage we read, we can infer that compassion is more than just feeling sorry for someone. It is being stirred into action. Jesus didn't just acknowledge the people's need for guidance and sustenance. He acted. He stepped into their world of hunger and need and provided both spiritual teaching and physical nourishment. His compassion was not limited to words, but was expressed through his deeds. True compassion will compel us to act. In our Christian life, we are called not only to sympathize with others, but to step into their lives and do what we can to help, whether it's through prayer, through encouragement, or through physical assistance. Verse 34 also highlights that Jesus saw the people as sheep without a shepherd. Jesus saw beyond the surface. He didn't just see a crowd. He saw their confusion, their spiritual lostness, and their need for guidance. We too are called to see people as Jesus does. In our workplace, in school, and in church, we need to cultivate a Christ-like vision to see past people's action and understand their deeper needs. When we look at others through the eyes of Jesus, we will notice those who are struggling, those who are lonely or lost, and we will feel compelled to respond with love. So Jesus was never tired to show compassion. Even though he and his disciples had just returned from their missionary journeys and were seeking rest, Jesus responded to the needs of the crowd. His compassion was not limited by his physical exhaustion. We are often tempted to prioritize our own comfort and rest over the needs of others. However, true Christ-like compassion is willing to be interrupted. It's important that we make space in our lives for showing mercy even when it's inconvenient or tiring. The second point is developing compassion like Jesus. Now, compassion begins in the heart, and Jesus' heart was naturally inclined towards mercy. For us, however, developing compassion can be a process. It starts by spending time with God and allowing the Holy Spirit to soften our heart. We can ask God to give us a heart of compassion like Jesus. Through prayer and reflection on His word, God can transform our heart to be more sensitive to the needs of others. This includes praying for those who are suffering, feeling the burdens of others, and asking God to give us His perspective. And when Jesus felt compassion for the people, He took action. He began to teach them and later provided them with food. As we read in verse 41 and 42, His compassion led to practical steps to alleviate their suffering. Compassion without action is incomplete. We are called to love in both word and deed, whether it's giving to those in need, volunteering our time, or simply being present for someone going through difficult time. We are called to put our compassion into practice. In our fast-paced society, it can be easy to go tired or grow weary in showing compassion when, especially, it feels like there is always someone in need. But Jesus' compassion was constant, and He calls us to persevere in our care for others. And to sustain compassion, we must rely on the strength of the Holy Spirit. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, let me read to you. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. This verse reminds us not to grow weary in doing good. By staying connected to Christ through prayer and His word, we are empowered to continue showing love and mercy to those around us, no matter how often we are called. And now I'd like to share three practical steps how we can show compassion like Jesus in our lives and particularly as a member of my church. We can first start with a small act of compassion. We don't need to start by feeding 5,000 people. Compassion can begin with small, everyday acts of kindness. Reaching out to a member who seems lonely, send an encouraging message, or listen to someone going through a tough time. Even the smallest gesture, when done with love, it can make a big impact. The second step is to prioritize people over tasks. Jesus didn't see the crowd as a burden or an inconvenience. He prioritized their needs over his own plan for rest. In our lives, we can often be focused on going through our to-do list, but we should remember that people are more important than tasks. When we make time for others, we are reflecting the heart of Jesus. And the last step is pray for a compassionate heart. Developing compassion starts with our relationship with God. We should pray regularly for God to give us his eye to see people's needs and for his heart to respond with love. And as we grow closer to Christ, our compassion for others will grow as well. In conclusion, Jesus' compassion is an example for all of us. His ability to see people's true needs, his willingness to act, his perseverance in love are qualities that we should imitate in our Christian walk. Chapter 6, verse 34 shows us that Jesus didn't just see a crowd. He saw individuals with real needs. He was moved with compassion and he acted. So let us pray that all our members will have the eyes of Jesus with heart filled with compassion and the strength to turn that compassion into action in our daily life. And may God also help us as a church to be a community of compassionate members. Let us turn to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, we pray that you will give us the eyes of Jesus to see those in need around us, fill our heart with your compassion, and give us the strength to act on that compassion every day. Help us as a life church to be a place where love and kindness flow from each of us. I commit this prayer unto your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.